What a lot of people don't know is that you can self-direct your IRAs. You can take that money that you have in your retirement plans, and you can choose to self-direct it yourself, which means there's certain things that you're allowed to invest it in on your own, and take your hands out of take your money out of the hands of these people that really don't care, that they're really not that interested in your money, because quite frankly, some of them have so many people's money that they couldn't possibly care about everybody because they just have too many in their portfolio. So you can self-direct your IRAs or your 401ks, and you can decide to loan it to people like me in your town or get a higher rate with a piece of collateral. You can decide to buy a house.
You know what? I want to talk about that. That's important. Mm-hmm. We got to take a quick commercial break.
Okay, no problem.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Okay, Mitch, you were just getting off and I had to cut it short, but self-direct your IRAs or your...
Okay, well, look, about 90% of the people that loan me their money are loaning it from their retirement plans. And they've had it in mutual funds or with stockbrokers or whatever, and they're tired of having to watch a ticker tape every day and have that anxiety every day. Is the market going up? Is the market going down? Where is my wealth? Has my wealth been cut in half? You know, when do I get out? I don't know when to get out. You know, it's become very apparent that for most stock market investors, they're not on the inside track, and no one rings a little bell or sends them a little message when it's time to get out. You and I aren't big enough to play in that game. Quite frankly, most people aren't. So why not get out of that game and get into a game where you're either going to get paid what you're supposed to get paid, an interest rate, or you're going to get a piece of collateral in the form of real estate that is worth much more than what you have in the game. How do you lose on that? I mean, I don't want to say there's any guarantees. One of the things, and the laws are, you can never guarantee anything to anyone because there's always some kind of risk.
And there's always an exception.
But what we try to do is manage it down to the nth degree, like what's the chances? So either get paid or you're going to get a house. If you loan me $40,000 to buy a house and I own or finance it for $80,000 to somebody in town, and then all of a sudden Mitch Steven gets hit by a truck and you don't get your payment, you go get my $80,000 house. And if you're smart...
Or not receivable.
Yeah, or if you're smart, you won't kick the guy out of the house if he's making the payments. You'll just collect... Instead of collecting $400 a month from me, you'll just start collecting $800 a month from the guy that's in the house.
Which makes... And another deal on owning a home. And I had a guy argue with me, and I said, okay, let's go with yours. He said, well, I don't think we're going to have any more appreciation in the real estate market, which I thought, are you crazy? But anyway, I said, okay, let's go with that. He said, so I buy a house and we don't have any appreciation. Show me my value. I said, okay, you buy a house, you set it up on a 10, 15 year, whatever, not more than 15, amortization. And after even 5 years, mm-hmm. all of a sudden you have, even if the house has not appreciated any, let's use the easy number, 100,000, mm-hmm. you know, and you've cut it in half, which in about seven, well, actually about 6 years will be real close to half. Mm-hmm. You still have $50,000 value, right?
Equity, yeah.
Okay, no matter what.
No matter what.
Okay, but if you didn't buy the house, what do you have?
Nothing. You got a bunch of rent receipts.
Tell me the bad part about owning that house. See, that's now in real life. In 7 years, do you think? And like you mentioned, so we'll go buy a loaf of bread and then buy one 7 years from now, and tell me that something didn't go up.
No. There's always
so
inflation.
There's going to be value. There's going to be, and you can go touch that house. You can see that house. It's not floating and goes, oh, you have so much to stay in tomorrow, you have nothing.
Yeah, the day that a $100,000 house isn't worth anything. Is the day that your money, wherever it was, isn't worth anything either.
So it's irrelevant.
So don't worry about it.
Okay, let's get back to your books. Let's start with your first one. You know, basically this is your very first one right here, right?
Yeah, I have a
Falling
series.
Falling Forward to Financial Freedom.
The series is called My Life in 1,000 Houses. So every book starts off with My Life in 1,000 Houses. The books are separated by their subtitles. The first book was My Life in 1,000 Houses, Failing Forward to Financial Freedom. And it's really about how a not-so-sharp guy...
Do you know this guy?
I know him really well. Figured out how to grab his behind with both hands and figure out where he was going and what he was doing. And all the trials and tribulations and what I had to go through to finally figure out where Mitch Steven belonged and how he was going to make a living in this world. Now, it's not so much, you know, who wants to know about Mitch Steven? Who cares about Mitch Steven? No one knows about him.
I do, buddy.
But it's the journey of a high school graduate, didn't go to college, and how do you make a few million bucks, you know? How does that happen? I don't know how it happened for everybody else. I can tell you how it happened for me, and it ain't pretty.
But it's a great book.
It's a book about falling down and getting back up.
And several times.
Several times.
and going outside the box. I want you to share your success story when you're on vacation with your parents and everybody about the book.
Oh, well.
I think it was a cool story.
I was sharing a victory with Scott the other day. But, you know, I told Scott, I think my theory of owner financing and my books, I said, I think they're starting to get around a little bit. And he says, yeah, why so? And I said, well, I was on vacation in Playa del Carmen, Mexico late last year, and I was walking with my family over to the place to eat brunch, and my wife tapped me on the shoulder and said, look at that guy sitting over there in the lawn chair. And I said, yeah, what about him? She says, look at the book he's reading. And it was my book. And I thought, oh, anyways, I was honored and humbled and shocked and thought, well, what's the chances I'll be in Mexico and someone's sitting down the way reading my book? And so I thought it'd be fun to sit down next to him and start asking him about the book and what he thought about it.
This is Mitch's personality right here.
So I told my mom and my dad and my wife, I said, stand back here in the background, and I'm going to go over there and sit in the chair next to him and start taking an interest in the book. So I was asking him, I said, what kind of – is that a real estate book you're reading? He says, yeah. And I says, is it any good? And he goes, man, it's great. And he kept going on. I said, so what's it about? He says, about this guy in San Antonio, Texas that bought over 1,000 houses. And I said, yeah. And I said, so what's his name? And he said, his name is Mitch Steven. I said, you ever think about meeting a guy, some of these guys that write a book? Have you ever thought about like what it would take to meet him? He says, yeah, man, I'd love to meet him. I don't know how I'd do that though. And I said, well, just stand up. My name is Mitch Steven. How you doing?
You're so
it was a great, I don't know, the story, it was just a great time. It was a great time. We ended up being good friends. He's from Connecticut, and I'm helping him learn how to buy houses.
So actually, he's now on your team.
Yeah, I mean, he's not. It's not my team. I'm helping him form his own team. I'm helping him become financially independent through real estate.
How cool is that, though? And I mean to give it, but you know, and what I like the most is you hear people that tell you stories. This is how this should work. And they say you should work. You don't know this is how it works. Well, no, this will work. I'm pretty sure. Well, no, you've never done it. No, I've never done it. I like people like Mitch right here that says, you know what? Here's what I've done. Here's what failed. Here's what hurt. And here's what was successful.
Yeah, this is how I morphed it. Because always what happens when something fails is you get up, you dust yourself off and go, man, that hurt. And then the next thing, once you finish dusting yourself off, the next thought is, okay, so how do I do this and not have that happen again? Because that wasn't fun. What do I do to stop that from happening? And then you figure it out. Sometimes you can figure it out in 30 seconds, and sometimes it takes you 20 years to figure it out.
Well, I told my youngest daughter this, and I believe this with all my heart. When you make a mistake, and we all make mistakes, and you learn from it, it's called a lesson. So if you take lessons out of stuff, life will be a lot easier and a lot better. And if you keep making the same mistake over and over and over,
yeah, then you're just a dummy.
Yeah, you can't fix stupid. So you know, there's that. But you know, learn from it. Okay, we've got this book. Then your second book.
Okay, well, so I wrote this book, Failing Forward to Financial Freedom. And you know, in this book, I think 1 year I buy 150 houses, and I think it's like 1999 or 2000. I don't know, but anyways, in 1 year I buy 150 houses. So the resounding questions started coming in over and over and over again. How in the world do you find so many bargains on these properties? Because I don't buy marginal stuff. I buy great things. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to answer that question. So the second book is My Life in 1,000 Houses, 200 plus ways to find bargain properties. And in there, I listed, inside this book, I listed 250 ways. And I actually came up with a 251st way yesterday, because I always over-deliver, Scott. I said there's 200 ways in the book if you count them, because I know someone's going to go in there and count them. They're going to say, oh, you only gave me 199. I said, no, you know, I'm going to show that guy. The guy that counts them, I'm going to put 250 in here. So I put 250 in here. But I found a 51st way the other day. And you know what it is? Every time you sign your credit card receipt, I now put cash4houses.net right under my name. You got to read it. The question is posed right away. You have a house you need to sell for cash or not? It's either yes or no in their mind. Bam, like a split second. If it's yes, they'll say something. If it's no, they won't. So, and then my third book, which comes out tomorrow, by the way, it comes out tomorrow. It is My Life in 1,000 Houses, The Art of Owner Financing. And this is where I talk to you about how I buy houses with other people's money, and then I owner finance them for double to my buyers. And solve a whole lot of problems for a whole lot of people, and everybody wins. Everybody wins. The buyer, the neighborhood, the county, the lender, the private lender, and of course, my family and I benefit too because I can make a living doing it.
Wow. Three great books. And like you said, but stress one thing though, because I don't, people will say, well, Scott, this. It doesn't fall on your lap.
No.
There's nothing that says sit on
the
your
tail. The art of it, learning the art won't fall in your lap. Once you've learned the art, you'll have deals fall in your lap because you're out there and you're exercising, you're prospecting, doing stuff, and it'll seem like gifts from heaven, but it's really because of all the work and the groundwork that you did. So it is work. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's easy or you can do it in 1 hour a day because I don't believe that. I think you're much better served if I tell you, you know, it's going to take us a few weeks to get you up to speed. It's going to take you some effort and some hours, and it's all about being consistent and putting up the numbers. You have to put up the numbers.
It's a numbers game.
Just like anything else.
And it's like everything else. But Mitch, that's wonderful. What do you see in the future for you?
I see continuing training and helping educate students and being mentors to people across the country on a very small level, because I keep it very tight. I'm not trying to sell my program to a million people. I just, you know, if I sell it to 60 people this year, I'm happy, because I have another life. I have many other lives, really. I have a boat and mini storage facilities. I buy just about 100 houses a year. I like to write songs in my spare time, so I hang out in Nashville and buy a lot of beer because my songs are so bad. If I don't get them drunk, they won't like them. And I don't know. Take care of my family and take care of my. I'm a gentleman rancher. I like to spend my time on my little ranchito and feed the animals and feed the fish.
Folks, have a great week. We'll catch you next Sunday.